Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at IamAstrologyReadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. Mental. And last words on silent and listen.
Earlier, Tarot said, in order to be a good listener, we must learn how to be silent. I got two big key points, three really, on how to be a good listener. Like, y'all hear my background, you have to reduce the noise, first of all. Reduce the noise. Remove distractions. I just broke the first two laws right there. But I was listening, though, you know. And a big thing that Tarot said earlier, don't be biased. The moment you start having bias in it, you're pretty much already trying to predict the future words or saying or whatever. You know, don't do that. We have enough people out here not listening. You know, we should be the change we want to see. We can't all sit up here and have this silent and listen conversation podcast if we aren't being silent and listening. You know, so, you know, just be mindful of those things, y'all. Us as well as the listeners. If we're accountable enough to see if we are being disrespectful in the dialogue like we has got going on, just aim for ways to correct it. Don't be afraid to ask for the criticism. You know, these are all helpful things to acquire a good listening skill. That's pretty much it. Y'all know you all the stars, so shine like one.
Hey, Mr. Rafiki, any thoughts on silent and listen?
I'm just going to say this right here. Everybody has their catchphrases. I just now made mine up off of this podcast alone. So my catchphrase from now on, my ending statement is going to be this right here. Accept the things you cannot change. Hold yourself accountable for the things that you can change.
Repeat that.
Accept the things you cannot change. Hold yourself accountable for the things that you can change.
All right. I like that.
I like that too, Rafiki. Where your hand claps at?
That's a lot of words to put on a t-shirt, though.
Double-sided. Double-sided t-shirt.
Right.
With pockets. Lots of pockets on the t-shirt.
But Rafiki, I could actually make that happen, though. You know what I'm saying? It's just...
Right.
Was that it?
I heard everybody's catchphrase.
Nah, man. I like it, man.
So I was like, you know what? I got to come up with one.
I like it. But that's anything else on
if you really want the observer to come up, ask it to come up first of all, and then second of all, become the listener.
Well, I was just about to ask you, is being the observer really all about being silent and listening?
Exactly.
You ain't hit him with the one time, man. Hit him with the one time.
What do you want me to hit him with?
That's the last thing you're supposed to say, man. You just told me I got my phrase. That's the last thing you're supposed to say. Come on, dog.
Accept the
things. See, Tyro, man. And they say, Paul, there goes Paul yelling again. There he goes. You know what I'm saying? He just sit up here and he just told me, hey, Paul, I got a catchphrase. And then I'm sitting up here waiting for him to hit me with it. And he talking about, what you talking about?
He wasn't observing what he was saying.
He wasn't listening, but he was being silent.
Accept the things you cannot change. Hold yourself accountable for the things that you can change.
Thank you, Mr. Rafiki. First, I want to thank Taro for joining us today and blessing us with his wisdom. And actually, when I threw the boomerang at him, he caught it. He ain't duck. So, you know, thank you for not doing that too. I thought when you hit me with the topic, I liked the topic. And why did I throw the boomerang back at you? It's because I respect your mind. I listen to you. As you know, I sit in your stream and I listen to you talk. I listen to you speak. And I'm truly hearing what you are saying. Right? So, that's why I was like, hey, for you to hit me with the topic, it had to be something that you was really thinking about, something that you've been contemplating. And you know, hey, contrary to what others believe, I don't mind giving people a voice. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at IamAstrologyReadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even $1 helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at IamAstrologyReadings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.